Russell back to draw. Ryan Clark.
It is good.
Down towards Ryan.
Picked off by Tyrone Tom Brady. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with Mike Reese, Brian Morey, Ron Borges, and Tom Curran as we continue to look back at 2001, the Patriots' drive to their first title. And it's November. Tom Brady has succeeded Drew Bledsoe, of course, filling in for the injured quarterback. Bledsoe's good to go. He practices getting some first-team reps before the game against the St. Louis Rams. It's a narrow loss for the Patriots. The following week, Bill Belichick has a decision to make when it comes to practice reps, let alone who will be the starter against the New Orleans Saints, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, that week, I think that he came out when he declared that Tom Brady would be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. He just felt like he couldn't split reps in practice. And I don't know the percentage Drew got in preparation for the Rams game, but he felt like he could only prepare one quarterback for the games. And given that Tom had been playing for so many consecutive weeks, I think he felt comfortable that it had to be Tom Brady at that point, or the season could go south.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Ron.
I will.
But didn't Joe Theismann, who had that Sunday night football game, take reps prior to the St. Louis game during practice? Just kind of jacking around in practice. Joe Theismann took reps, which went sideways up the posterior of Drew Bledsoe when he said the reps are precious and we can't split them.
Well, yeah, and you know, Bledsoe told me at the time that the following week he actually got more reps the next week, despite all the history that has then been written that it was the opposite. It isn't what happened. He got more reps the second week.
What I remember was you had this Rams team coming in. The greatest show on turf was averaging 31.8 points per game. They come into this old stadium with the metal bleachers, the grass field, and the Patriots played physical that game, held them to 24 points, even though it wasn't that convincing. The Rams, you know, ran out the clock, if you will, but the players felt like that gave them confidence, you know, to compete. So I think that was important. I think from Belichick's standpoint, and this is just my point of view, he said, look, if this team's going to go where we need to go, I need a guy that I think isn't going to lose us a game. He might not win us a game, but he's not going to make the mistake to lose it because it pairs up well with the way the rest of the team is constructed. And that was sort of my view of that point in time.
Going forward, though, was interesting because the razor-thin edge in win after win was fascinating to see. You had games against the Buffalo Bills in which David Patton on a key reception, KO'd on the sideline, knocked out, but his foot was out of bounds after he fumbled, so the Patriots maintained possession. It was another game against the Jets. It was for the division. Patriots are playing like ass. They complete a pass to Fred Coleman for 46 yards. Fred Coleman never did anything prior or after except earn the nickname Boom Boom. And those kinds of plays happened in this razor-thin edge after the decision was made.
Yeah, and I think that's critical to what we've been talking about here. When Patton gets knocked out, his head flops this way and his foot flops this way, he stays inbounds, they lose the game. And now the coaching staff is saying, well, hey, you know, what's going on here, you know? Coleman drops the ball, which he would normally do in those situations if you threw it to him. It was pretty much guaranteed he wasn't going to catch it. And you lose that game. Now you're all sitting in a staff meeting saying, we got to go. We got to make a switch here. We can't keep losing these games. Well, and that's always what it comes down to. Are you winning with a guy or not?
Two things. The Saints game, I mean, Brady was terrific. Four touchdown passes the week he was announced as the starter. So I think that kind of eased off some of the criticism a little bit. Then that Jets game, they're, I think, 16-3 at halftime, if memory serves. They were terrible. They made adjustments at halftime where they started three-step dropping and getting the ball. That 46-yard catch was a four-yard throw. Mm-hmm. He had another one in the game to Antoine Smith, a similar play. Both set up touchdowns that led the comeback in a 17-16 win. So, you know, it wasn't exactly pretty, but he found a way to get it done.
And I don't know if you guys believe in this stuff, but when those things were happening, you know, Patton knocked out on the sideline and Troy Brown returning a punt for a touchdown with big blocks in front of him from, you know, Richard Seymour. I'm thinking to myself, is there something going on here? Like, is there something bigger than us with this team? Because these things don't happen.
Yeah, the knockout one, I remember thinking that at the time, saying, man, these guys should all go buy lottery tickets because, I mean, you kidding me? They're going to win this game because the other team knocked your guy out, which is the whole aim of football.
And Antoine Winfield picked up the ball and ran it back all the way.
Right, it's a touchdown.
The next play, Antoine Smith went 38 yards to set up the game-winning field goal. Right.
From 1986 until 2001, it was a bleak, bleak period in Boston sports. And there was a play in the Super Bowl that actually was illustrative of what you can expect, what we had come to expect. When Willie McGinnis held Marshall Faulk and wiped out a Tabucky Jones touchdown return. I think everyone in New England in 2001 was conditioned to say, here we go. Here comes the touchdown. Here comes 17-17. Here comes we lose in overtime. And that year, they survived those types of things.
If there was any place where Belichick and Bledsoe diverged, it was on that issue of, okay, Brady's not going to do the upside things that Bledsoe could do. But he's not going to throw the ball to the linebacker. When you come to the sidelines and say, what did you see? And he goes, beats me.
Ben Coates.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, so they roll the dice on their defense and the fact that we're pretty confident that this guy won't make the big miss, as they say in golf, and we're pretty confident this guy will make the big miss and we can't recover from it. So it certainly proved to be correct decision.
We will continue our discussion of the 2001 Patriots throughout the season. Stay with Patriots.com as we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 36 champs.